in Randolph County and from us around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ransparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHCO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning and welcome to The People Speak. I'm Jeff. This is Veterans Day 2021, a day set aside to honor all veterans, current and past, who have sacrificed their time, many times their lives, to keep this country safe. In honor of that, The People Speak is going to use our time today to honor these heroes and thank them all for their service. So sit back and relax, and remember, we are free because we have men and women who chose to serve their country to keep us free. Every time you see a veteran or an active duty military service member, make sure you let them know you appreciate their sacrifice and service.
Feeling Riley Preston, a 15-year-old, wrote that song and performed it. It's called A Soldier's Light. As we continue our Veterans Day special programming today here on The People Speak, I want to reach back in time, back into the early 80s, when we had a leader in this country who was possibly one of the greatest orators of our time, President Ronald Reagan. And the speech that he gave will continue through the ages and will always be relevant as long as the United States remains free. Here is that from then President Ronald Reagan.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Pork Chop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
Thank you. miles in the air, on land and sea. First to fight for right and freedom, and to keep our honor clean. We are proud to claim the title of United States Army. Our flags unfurl to every breeze, from dawn to setting sun. We have fought in every clime and place where we could take a gun. In the snow of far-off northern lands and in sunny tropic seas, you will find us always on the job, United States
songs of the various military branches. And if you remember recently, there was talk about the newest division in the United States military forces, the Space Force. We actually have here, there, it's still unofficial, but this is what's being used as the anthem for the Space Force. And I just wanted to point that out before I played it, as it will probably not be as familiar to many people, but this is the Space Force anthem.
We swear to be defenders of Earth. We are the United States Space Force. We march on towards the future of our great nation. Lies in our determination to triumph.
Veterans Day, November 11th, a day of observance, remembrance, and reflection. A day set aside to thank and honor all military veterans who have served our nation honorably in war or peacetime. It is also a commemoration of how our military veterans stand as the transition between the struggle of life and sacrifice and the peace that follows. Veterans Day is a federal holiday in the United States, observed annually on November 11th, and this day gives all Americans the opportunity to celebrate the bravery, service, and sacrifice of all U.S. veterans, living and deceased. A veteran is someone who has served on active duty in the United States Armed Forces, Public Health Service, National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or Environmental Science Service. We must also never forget any prisoner of war or those missing in action who did not return home. There are currently more than 17 million veterans living in the U.S., in every state and territory. They come from all walks of life, Some are old and some are young. Some served here at home and others overseas. They are from big cities, small towns, and everywhere in between. But how is this holiday different than Memorial Day? And why November 11th? Veterans Day celebrates the service of all U.S. military veterans, while Memorial Day, which is observed in May, honors service members who have died in service to their country or as a result of injuries incurred in battle. Another military holiday that also occurs in May, Armed Forces Day, honors those currently serving in the U.S. military. Veterans Day, formerly known as Armistice Day, was originally set as a U.S. legal holiday to honor the end of the major hostilities of World War I, as they were formally ended at the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month of 1918. For that reason, November 11, 1918 was largely considered the end of the war to end all wars and dubbed Armistice Day. In November 1919, President Woodrow Wilson proclaimed the first commemoration of Armistice Day with the following words: "To us in America, the reflections of Armistice Day will be filled with solemn pride in the heroism of those who died in the country's service and with gratitude for the victory, both because of the thing from which it has freed us and because of the opportunity it has given America to show her sympathy with peace and justice in the councils of the nations." In legislation that was passed in 1938, November 11th was made a legal holiday and dedicated to the cause of world peace and to be hereafter celebrated and known as Armistice Day. As such, this new legal holiday was primarily a day set aside to honor only veterans of World War I. In other nations also involved in the First World War, their Remembrance Day is also observed on November 11th. In 1945, World War II veteran Raymond Weeks from Birmingham, Alabama, had the idea to expand Armistice Day to celebrate all veterans, not just those who died and served in World War I. Weeks led a delegation to General Dwight Eisenhower, who supported the idea of a National Veterans Day. At the continued urging of major U.S. veteran organizations, Armistice Day was renamed Veterans Day in 1954. And later that year, now President Dwight D. Eisenhower issued the first Veterans Day proclamation, calling upon Americans everywhere to rededicate themselves to the cause of peace. The Veterans Day National Ceremony is held each year at Arlington National Cemetery at 11 a.m. A color guard made up of members from each branch of the military renders honors to America's war dead during a tradition-rich ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. The president or his representative places a wreath at the tomb, and a bugler sounds taps. At the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, an American soldier, a veteran, is buried on a Virginia hillside overlooking the Potomac River and Washington, D.C. Inscribed on the back of the tomb are the words, "Here rests in honor, glory, an American soldier, known but to God." An Army sentinel maintains a 24-hour guard over the tomb, a constant vigil regardless of weather conditions. How can you help to honor Americans' veterans on Veterans Day? Write letters to veterans with help from local American Legion or VFW, Veterans of Foreign Wars chapters. Visit and place small U.S. flags or a wreath at the graves of your local veterans. In school, students can share photographs of family members who are veterans and may also look up former students, teachers, and staff who are veterans to also display their names and pictures. Many of us are sons, daughters, cousins, or other relatives of a veteran or current service member. By setting aside November 11th and engaging in discussion about these crucial members of our family and our society, we are able to hear from and about those closest to us who have helped to shape U.S. history. Veterans Day continues to be observed each and every year on November 11th, regardless of what day of the week on which it falls. The observance of Veterans Day not only preserves the historical significance of November 11th, but helps focus attention on the important purpose of this day, a celebration to honor America's veterans for their patriotism, love of country, and willingness to serve and sacrifice for the common good. Please remember to thank a veteran today. Thank them for their service and their sacrifice on behalf of all of us and to the United States.
And on behalf of WHCO, and myself, thank you to all of our veterans and current service members.